Hello, welcome to your daily briefing, August the 3rd, 2019. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you allow us the privilege of seeing around us those things that you have foretold in your prophecies. We thank you for the strength that you supply us and the knowledge that you also provide. We ask today that as we go forward, we will continue to prepare for the time to come, that our hearts might be rooted and grounded in truth. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Today I'd like to share an article with you from the Patheos website. That's P-A-T-H-E-O-S. And of course the subject here is, the title of the article is Christian Reconstructionism, the Template for American Theocracy. By now, if you've been listening to this program, you're aware of the fact that there is a plan afoot by the evangelical far right and the Catholics to turn the United States of America into a theocracy, a Christian nation. Revelation chapter 13 and verse 12 says clearly that this nation will cause the entire world to worship the first beast. And that word cause is a very important one because it means that that will include force. That plan has been afoot for quite some time. And today I'd like to share with you an article written by Steve Barry, that's B-A-R-R-Y, published in the year 2011. The title again, Christian Reconstructionism, the Template for American Theocracy. Now, it's very clear that these men, not just the ones that we have been talking about in the past, but many, those who have not been made known to us, are very anxious about pushing towards the direction that they want to achieve. And they're moving very swiftly today as we speak. Continuing the article, it says this, Christian faith as politics. Christian Reconstructionism is in many ways the forerunner of the modern American political religious movements. Although it is influenced by Calvinist Presbyterian theology and the other main competing Dominionist group, the New Apostolic Reformation, evolved from Pentecostal charismatic theology, much of the political machinations of the more recent theologies can be directly attributed to Christian Reconstructionism. As I have mentioned before, many religious and secular critics on the subject have conflated Dominionism with Christian Reconstructionism. But it is, even though this two of them may sound different, they are very, very closely related. For three decades, Reconstructionism was easily the most influential Dominionist brand of Christianity active in the U.S. It is directly responsible for the religious homeschool movement, which other Christian groups have picked up on. The rise of the Christian right as we know it today in the late 1970s and throughout the 1980s is directly attributable to Reconstructionist theological and political influence. Some writers attribute Reagan's re-election to the Reconstruction era. Reconstructionists have been guests at Pat Robertson's 700 Club, and other high-profile Christian media. To be sure, they have been highly influential across the spectrum of conservative, right-wing Christianity and politics. If the New Apostolic Reformation is the charismatic, loud, gaudy, and out-in-the-open new kid on the block, Christian Reconstructionists are their subdued, serious, dour, older siblings. And that older sibling doesn't like little brother. The goal of Christian Reconstruction, as the name implies, is to reconstruct the United States and eventually the world into a theocracy based on the Old Testament laws from the Pentateuch and added laws in the New Testament. In order to accomplish this, they need to infiltrate and take over the government or to eliminate the institutions of secular government altogether. As higher influential recon theologian Gary North wrote in his book, Political Polytheism, The Myth of Pluralism, he says this, "The long-term goal of the Christian in politics should be to gain exclusive control over the franchise. Those who refuse to submit publicly must be denied citizenship." Now, I want to read that entire paragraph for you again in case you missed it, because it's absolutely important and it speaks volumes as to what the aim is. So let's go. "The goal of Christian reconstruction, as the name implies, is to reconstruct the United States and eventually the world into a theocracy based on the Old Testament laws from the Pentateuch and added laws in the New Testament. In order to accomplish this, they need to infiltrate and take over the government or to eliminate the institutions of secular government altogether. As higher influential recon theologian Gary North wrote in his book, Political Polytheism, The Myth of Pluralism, he says the following, "The long-term goal of Christians in politics should be to gain exclusive control over the franchise. Those who refuse to submit publicly must be denied citizenship." Christian Reconstructionism began with Rojas John Rushdoony. In 1973, he published Institutes of Biblical Law, which is 800 pages of analysis and commentary on the Ten Commandments and the Biblical Case Law. Rushdoony and Reconstructionists are believers that everything is based on God's law as put forth in the Bible and have no love for democratic, secular, or civil law. The only true order is founded on biblical law. All law is religious in nature, and every non-biblical law order represents an anti-Christian religion. Every law order is a state of war against the enemies of that order, and all law is a form of warfare. That's Rushdoony talking. Reconstructionists, like other Dominionist brethren, base the concept of dominion on various biblical passages. Of course, the infamous passage of the Bible we have already discussed is the basis for much of this thought. Genesis 1 and verse 28. "And God blessed them," Adam and Eve, "and God said unto them, Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." Additionally, Reconstructionists state that the following verse is Jesus' command to take dominion as a restatement of the Genesis command from God to Adam. Matthew 28 and verse 18. "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power been given unto me in heaven and in earth." As we have discussed before, theonomy is a Christian recognition that God's laws are the basis of all ethics. Theonomy as a concept is the basis of all Reconstructionist logic. To them, any rejection of these laws and ethics is sinful, satanic, and evil. Once theonomy is the basis for all thought, it is not a far leap to subscribe to to the Dominionist theology. This is a Christian apologetic stance which states that since the universe was created by God, everything is religious in nature, and man is unable to determine truth on his own. Reverend Mark Rushdoony, Rushdoony's son, explains, "Rationalism says man's mind, his reason, can determine and know truth. However, the whole concept of dominionism says man's reason is so dependent on his creator that knowledge must begin with God's revelation of himself. By extending that logic, reason, intellectualism, and seeking evidence is to actively work against God. This is why a literal reading of the Bible is crucial, and any rejection of this concept is to reject God. Since all issues and all truths are religious, man must submit to biblical law. There is no choice. Even the concept of faith is seen as weak. You simply must believe and you must submit. It is a really fine mechanism for thought control and preservation of the religious forces. Another important feature of Reconstructionism, which breaks from the majority of fundamentalist Christians who believe in premillennial rapture end times, is a belief in post-millennial eschatology, which states that Jesus will return after the thousand-year millennium. This is a non-rapture belief, and it describes a lot about their dominionist theology. Reconstructionists and some other movements believe that in order for this golden millennium to occur, the church has to work towards building a kingdom of God on earth in order for Jesus to return. This is a major influence on how and why dominionist thought manifests itself. They are mandated by God to create his kingdom of heaven on earth. Failure to do so is to let Satan continue to rule, and therefore Jesus cannot or will not return. World conquest, says George Grant. It is dominion we are after, not just a voice, not just influence, not just equal time. It is dominion we are after. Reconstructionists adhere to three forms of government after the self based on their interpretation of the Bible: family government, church government, and civil government. Under God's covenant, the nuclear family is the basic unit. The husband is the head of the family, and wife and children are in submission to him. In turn, the husband submits to Jesus and to God's law as detailed in the Old Testament. The church has its own ecclesiastical structure and governance. Civil government exists to implement God's laws. All three institutions are under biblical law, the implementation of which is called theonomy. Education is the responsibility of families and the church. Public schools would disappear and only Christian schools and homeschooling would occur. In fact, Christian Reconstructionists were integral in starting the American homeschool movement. They have written, published, and distributed thousands of texts for homeschool education. They are the ones you can thank for those squirrely kids that think evolution is from the devil. What would the state or civil government actually do in a reconstructed society? The church would be the most powerful government at local levels and would be tasked with all the things they do not want the civil government responsible for. Any civil government would not be involved in social welfare programs, unemployment insurance, environmental regulations, business regulations, and public school, as mentioned above. Reconstructionism advocates for a laissez-faire capitalist economy that is only hindered or regulated by principles in the Bible. Obviously, unions would be gone. Not only do they hinder unfettered capitalism, but they are perceived as closely associated with communism. They hate that, and they will not allow for those unions to exist. They believe civil government should be relegated to some disputed settlement, infrastructure maintenance, and national standards in weights and measures. That would be gold and silver and money, of course. Also, non-local law enforcement. Gary DeMar in Liberty at Risk states that the state or civil government is God's minister taking vengeance out of those who do evil. The military is to be used for defense and, when necessary, spreading the word of Christ. Reconstructionism theologian David Chilton has stated that the Christians are to devote themselves to the universal development of biblical theocratic republics. The Christian goal for the world is the universal development of biblical theocratic republics, in which every area of life is redeemed and placed under the lordship of Jesus Christ and the rule of God's law. Capital punishment would be widely used as a deterrent to any number of biblically based crimes, including blasphemy, heresy, apostasy, witchcraft, assaulting one's parents, females being assaulted, and being guilty of premarital sex, repeat juvenile delinquency, adultery, incest, sodomy, homosexuality, astrology, blogging, not really, of course, but of course, kidnapping, rape, and murder. R.J. Rushdoony was not a big fan of pluralism. As he stated, in the name of toleration, the believer is asked to associate on a common level of total acceptance with the atheist, the pervert, the criminal, and the adherent of other religions. I get the feeling he wouldn't like me much. According to Reconstructionist theologian Greg Branson, other religious organizations could be practiced in the privacy of your own home, but you would not be allowed to proselytize and undermine the order of the state. Every civil order protects its foundations. At this moment of history, all humans on earth, whether Jew or Gentile, believer or unbeliever, private person or public official, are obligated to bow their knees to this King Jesus, confess him as Lord of the universe with their tongues, and submit to his lordship over every aspect of their lives in thought, word, and deed. Biblical evangelism, according to the Great Commission of Matthew 28, is not truly accomplished unless that message of Christ's lordship from all of the word is given to the person being evangelized, so that they know that an attempt at personal neutrality before King Jesus is sin and treason in this universe. The Christian right, which includes the Tea Party movement, is highly influenced by Reconstructionism, but they distance themselves from being labeled Reconstructionists due to the many extremist beliefs that even they can't publicly associate with. For example, in Rushdoony's Institutes, he denied the Holocaust occurred or that it was inflated. He also defended segregationist views and the concept of slavery. Incidentally, I want you to know that Reconstructionists embrace the concept of slavery, and they think that this is biblical and should be and could be practiced. As William Martin stated in his book, With God on Our Side, he said the following: it is difficult to assess the influence of Reconstructionists through thought with any accuracy. Because it is so genuinely radical, most leaders of the religious right are careful to distance themselves from it. At the same time, it clearly holds some appeal for many of them. One undoubtedly spoke for others when he confessed, "Though we hide their books under the bed, we read them just the same." In order to accomplish the task of subtly influencing politics, the Reconstructionists use two main methods: revisionist history and a healthy dose of anti-static libertarianism. Starting decades ago, Rushdoony and his successors began the process of rewriting American history to suit their ends. They have misquoted, misrepresented, and outright lied about major concepts in the founding documents of the United States of America to set up this alternate history that would seem to favor their theocratic vision. The oft-repeated claims that we all know and hear from the religious and political right and their propaganda machines include, but in no way are limited to, the myth of the separation of church and state, the myth that America is not a Christian nation founded by Christians for Christians. All the founding fathers were Christians, they say. And when some enterprising historian points out this fallacy, they basically erase them from history books. So they do. Two major revisionists have come out of Christian Reconstructionism, and they continue to lead the fray: Gary DeMar and David Barton. "The state cannot be neutral towards the Christian faith," says Gary DeMar. "Any obstacle that would jeopardize the preaching of the Word of God must be opposed by civil government." Now, we're going to stop there today, but I want you to understand that these men are planning and apparently succeeding very directly in all aspects of life. Quite often you wonder why the Senate, the House sometimes, and the government seems to be moving in another direction and not saying too much about some of the things that you would imagine that a Democratic government might speak out against. It is because these men have already taken control of the leading elements of our government, and we are heading in the direction that God has foretold in His Word will take place. You and I must be ready. You and I must make sure that our hearts are filled with the truth of God's Word, understanding that what God wants you to know is what you believe, why you believe it, and where to find it. Not that you can be forced into some error, but that you, regardless of the persecution that will come, you will be willing to stand with and for your Lord and Savior. Today we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you continue to warn us, that you continue to make available to us the information that is necessary. We ask that you would walk with us today and help us to strengthen our faith in you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. This has been your Daily Briefing, August the 3rd, 2019.